allowed to have 3 hours to vote today. So,
oh, I'm about to go. I'm going to vote.
If you prearranged it.
Well, I got a gun.
All right.
All right. I do too. Hear that, boss?
Let's go.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And always catch up with our show. Show number 851 in the books at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app.
Yeah.
Did you learn something on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh.
Gibbons followed through on his ghost hunt at his house on Saturday night.
Yep.
I wasn't able to attend. Allie was there, though, in full effect, talking and talking and talking and talking and talking.
Don't put me in a room and tell me not to move or talk for 5 minutes straight. I can't.
With Mama G, who was talking and talking and talking.
With
ghost hunting, they want you to be quiet so you can record the spirit sounds.
Yes.
So you can pick up EVP, electric voice phenomena.
Uh-huh.
Not when you got two loudmouths in the room. No.
No, sorry. We scared away the ghosts, I guess.
So Gibbons now has to have a second meeting with these people to find out if it's really haunted. That's what I learned this morning.
That's funny.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I got to go because...
Go ahead, Gibbons.
I learned about Pottery Guy. The first thing I learned about Pottery Guy is that our intern canteen boy thinks he looks like Yukon Cornelius from which show is it?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The old Rankin Bass one from back in the day.
And if you don't know who we're talking about, here's just a little sound effect of this guy.
Gold and silver! Silver and gold!
And I learned that Pottery Guy puts Allie in her place when he wants her to just calm down and quiet down. We're trying to do some ghost hunting, and Allie keeps talking.
Yeah.
He kept it real.
Oh, yeah, he tells me to shut up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I asked, you shut up. Now kiss me.
When I was at dinner, sitting next to him the other week Vagabond, the taco place before the Lion King, I sat next to Pottery Guy. I go, how do you get her to shut the hell up? I go, what is your trick? I go, because you're with her all the time. And he gave me the trick.
He
gave
me
the trick. I'm not going to tell you.
You better tell me.
Nope. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to use it when you're least expecting it to shut you the hell up.
Oh, man.
I don't believe it.
What'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs signed up not just for a triathlon, but for a mud run.
Tough mudder, yeah.
Only problem is they're the same weekend.
Yeah.
And Riggs doesn't really do races like this. And now he's got two races back to back and he's going to die.
If they were separate weekends, I'd be okay. But the same weekend, I'm terrified, man.
I think you're going to thrive, brother. I think you're going to thrive.
Well, I think you'll finish it. I just think you'll be dead on Monday.
Probably, yes.
You'll be struggling.
I think you're both right.
I think you're going to be ready on Monday to run a full marathon. You heard it here first.
Thank you, Gibbons.
I'm totally hoping that'll be the case.
I appreciate your overconfidence in me.
We're adding another marathon.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Right. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.